What's in the news? Bargain hunting on Black Friday.
What TV?
Toshiba.
Oh, Toshiba TV.
49-inch.
I'm Peter King. From coast to coast, guerrilla shopping has become a blood sport with Americans looking for those best buys at places like Best Buy.
We're thinking of getting the Nikon camera, 5300. He's going to look at the whole store because he's like a big electronic buff.
Social media, email, TV, newspapers, radio have all been jam-packed with Black Friday ads all week, and there was a little extra incentive at Mall of America in Minneapolis. WCCO-TV's Kate Raddatz.
The first 200 people in line receive gift cards. They also get free Cinnabon and a free coffee. That's always nice.
The magic number for discounts this year, 40%, according to Jill Gonzalez at Wallet Hub.
Shoppers should use that as a threshold. If you're in line, going through your cart, you're not sure what to keep, look for that 40% mark. Anything under that, you might want to toss.
That said, most of us are sitting this one out.
25% of people say they're going to be heading in stores for Black Friday this year, and that's actually down a few percentage points from the last time we asked this question in 2014.
Bankrate.com personal finance analyst Mike Satira says it's mostly because so many Black Friday sales extend throughout the holiday season instead of being held on just one day.
There is a sense now that, look, if I don't want to battle this, I don't have to, I'm not missing out on anything, I will still be able to get deals.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.